Pokemon just revealed Mega Hawlucha to the world with a brand new trailer, and with Hawlucha being a Pokemon that's gotten the short end of the stick every generation since it was released, this one certainly feels like it's been a long time coming. From promotional material, we can infer a few things about Mega Hawlucha. One, it gets significantly bulkier, with the Legends EA website noting that it can take hit after hit with ease, and two, we can assume that Mega Hawlucha will get a significant boost to its attack stat to allow for it to return the favor to opposing Pokemon. And with Pokemon Champions confirming that Megas from Legends EA will be included, there's some speculation to be had regarding possible abilities for this mega form. Let's get into it. We'll begin with my reaction to the trailer, followed by some speculation and theory crafting about what Mega Hawlucha might look like in a competitive setting. Also, quick side note, sorry for the lack of video essays on the channel this month. I literally just got back from my World Championships trip yesterday, so expect a shorter video tomorrow or Saturday. Anyways, let's get into it.
Okay, so it's basically a foregone conclusion that there's going to be a mega reveal in this video. And here's the thing. I just got back from the World Championships. I was out in California a lot longer than most people. So I got home like last night. I need people to do me a favor. It's my job to react to these things. Don't DM me immediately. Don't DM me as soon as they happen, because I will get spoiled. But luckily for me, I knew this would happen. So I didn't check my phone. All I saw is that I had a bunch of DMs. And yeah, so I sent myself the link through Discord to this video, so I wouldn't have to browse YouTube, so I can give you guys my actual, like, reaction to the mega that gets revealed in this. So anyways, let's just go ahead and get into it. And yeah, my cat is right here. He's like,
oh, Marcos, pay attention to me. He's like, Marcos, pay attention to me. I love you, Ronnie.
All right, let's do this. I mean, there's like a 99% chance it's Mega Hawlucha. Like, I'm fairly certain it's Mega Hawlucha. Like, Mega Machamp, sure, but like, Hawlucha? Look, here's the deal. You know, if superheroes aren't real, then explain Rey Mysterio. Alright, you know, he's showing off. Here's Machamp. I guess Machamp's taking sort of like the heel role here. Bro, you got... First of all, you got the type advantage, bro. Why you even got a Mega Evolve? Alright, here's my concern. If it is Mega Hawlucha, I would hope that it gets some kind of like ability that lets it still use like acrobatics for its full damage. Because... that's low-key its best move, and now you're holding a Mega Stone. What move is that? Or you got a Mega Evolve, bro. You got a Mega Evolve, bro. You gotta win the custody of Dominic ladder match, bro. I'm sorry, is he squatting Noibats? All right, there it is. Like a Smash Bros. Reveal. Oh, he's got the pay-per-view gear on now. People are going to hate on this, not understanding a single thing about, like, Lucha Libre. They will just blindly hate. This is heat, though. Look at this. Look at this, dude. He's like Dorito shape now. That's how muscular. He put on the muscles, bro. And he's got, like, his golden mask. Like, this is heat. Oh my god, he got bulky. All right, so that's not flying press. That's like seismic though. I don't know. I'm trying to look at any hints of like how it might play as like a mega. Okay, that is flying press. This one's flying press. Trying to get any hint as to like what it might do competitively. I guess I'm gonna have to look. They're definitely dropping like a ZA gameplay trailer alongside this, right? They did that with Victory Bell. You know what this kind of reminds me of? Just like the build he's got. I don't know how much wider he gets, but this just reminds me of like an older Rey Mysterio. Because like Rey Mysterio is like sort of like a skinnier guy earlier on in his career. And now you like see him and he's pretty bulky. Only calling out Rey Mysterio. Seems like fake Lucha Libre fan on my part, but I know a lot of you guys aren't into that like I am, so it is what it is. All right, let's see if there's like more trailer to take a look at. Okay, yeah, there is another trailer to take a look at here. It's in that front double bicep. I'm loving the animations on them. Bro, how are you losing this? You got the type advantage. Legitimately, how are you losing this? Okay, that looks pretty sick. In game, it looks pretty sick too. I don't know. I think Mega Hawlucha is going to be my Mega. And that's the Mega I go with for my playthrough. All right. Well, time to check the Pokemon website. All right, here we go. Mega Hawlucha enters the ring. After bathing in the energy of Mega Evolution, its whole body has grown more muscular. Okay, glad I was right. It did just get, like, a lot thicker. Its signature move is Flying Press. Yes, we know. It spins to increase the momentum of its dive when attacking. It shows off its muscular chest to both its opponent and its trainer.
Oh man, I'm tired.
Can the bond between Hawlucha and Australia be enough to take down the formidable Machamp? One thing is for sure, when these two strong fighting type Pokemon enter the ring, fists will fly. Don't miss the special Pokemon Legends ZA video to discover more about Mega Hawlucha. Doesn't really say as much about Mega Hawlucha as it did like Mega Victory Bell, because Mega Victory Bell we got like a little bit more lore. Mega Hawlucha is just like, he pretty big. He been putting on the, you know, he been eating his waffles. He been eating his chicken. He's like, ooh, you know, he's a big guy. And that's basically it. I don't know what to make of this. I'll see what I can do with the stats when I try to like guess what its mega stats are going to be. So, all right. I'll see you guys in that section of the video.
This channel is partnered with Gamersubs. If you want to support my work and get great tasting drinks, you can order Gamersubs through my link in the description down below or with code MOXIEBOOSTED at checkout for 10% off. Gamersubs is a caffeinated product that I recommend only to my 18 plus viewers, but my link will send you to their caffeine-free product section just in case. Every product purchased through my link supports my channel financially, so I'd really appreciate the support. Now back to the video.
Okay, so I took a couple of hours. I was just thinking about Hawlucha, how it might play in the game. And by take a couple hours to think about it, I meant I was just hanging out. I was just hanging out. I was brainstorming, trying to figure out like where these stats would end up going. But here's the thing with Mega Hawlucha. As far as like theory crafting Mega Hawlucha, it's such a bad base Pokemon that these stats could go just about anywhere and it would be an improvement. The issue with the Mega is that like you have to make sure the Mega is worth using, so you have to like consider the ability and stuff. And a lot of people would be like, but Moxie Boost, there's no ability in Pokemon Legends Arceus. And I'm like, mijo, there's going to be abilities in Pokemon Champions, so we have to think about that. Anyways, so we're going to... I have a few ideas as to how Hawlucha might function as a Mega, but I just went with like my favorite one. And we'll go over what Hawlucha does in its base form first, though. And what Hawlucha does in its base form is, not very much. So Hawlucha in the past had access to Tailwind. And by past, I believe like Gen 7, you know, in Gen 6. For some reason, they took away Tailwind in Gen 9 from Hawlucha. So if we go to like VGC 2019 and we look up Hawlucha, right? We can see that Hawlucha does have access to Unburden, and it also has access to Tailwind. For this reason, Hawlucha would run like a Psychic Seed or an Electric Seed. It would get like the free double in its base speed, and then, or it would get the free double to its speed stat, and then you would just go ahead and Tailwind up for your partner Pokemon and then spam Acrobatics. It wasn't a terrible Pokemon, but it wasn't like the best Pokemon ever. It was certainly just a Pokemon. Encore was also like not like bad on it. And you know, you could run either Close Combat or Brave Bird, or I guess not Close Combat. Jeez, High Jump Kick or Brave Bird, but probably Brave Bird. Did it not get Brave Bird this gen? What were we doing with Hawlucha? What were we doing with this thing? Was it only Flying Press in Gen 7? What moves did you get? You didn't get anything. You got High Jump Kick and Acrobatics. Okay, well, you know what? Things are like better, but they're also worse for it nowadays. Hawlucha has access to Close Combat now. It doesn't have to click High Jump Kick. It doesn't have to worry about missing. Yes, it does get Brave Bird now. But for some reason, the people over at Game Freak said, you know, it's... You know, maybe it'd be too good with Tailwind. So they got rid of Tailwind. Doesn't get Tailwind anymore. I'm not convinced that it's not going to get Tailwind in the remake. Or not the remake, in Pokemon Legends ZA and also, you know, Pokemon Champions. I'm pretty sure it's going to get Tailwind back. I just don't see how you would get a good Pokemon out of it otherwise. So we have to keep that in mind. But yeah, Modern Hawlucha does not do like anything, actually. Its whole niche was that it had Unburden and Tailwind. But now that it doesn't have Tailwind, there's like no reason to run it as an Unburden Pokemon. It does get a few interesting things. You do have like Unburden Coaching, but if you want to use like Unburden Coaching, then like Sneasler's right there. Anyways, yeah, all right, Sneasler just does the job so much better these days. As for Mega Hawlucha, I have a few ideas. My favorite idea, though, my favorite idea for Mega Hawlucha is that it's going to get those 100 base stat points distributed to its stats as such. The HP is going to stay the same, in my opinion. I just don't see them breaking that rule. It's been well established for a few generations now. They don't add HP to Megas. 122 attack, that is a 30-point increase to its base attack stat. Started off at 92, it is now 122. That allows it to hit things fairly hard, you know. Now your flying press won't be as garbage. You get 105 defense, and the reason I'm thinking it gets significantly bulkier is, well, for one, like, did you see him in the trailer? He's thick. He's got a big chest, and in the website, it just says like, oh yeah, you know, Hawlucha just becomes a lot bulkier. It's able to eat hits one after another, and we'll get into that in a second here. I don't think the special attack moves at all. I think it stays at 74. It might go up, might go down. Who knows? I'd prefer it to go down so you can have a little bit more bulk overall. But we're going to give it 20 more points in its special defense, make it 83 special defense. Just, you know, allow it to eat hits just a little bit better. And then, here's the big one, 138 speed. You see, back in Gen 6, 118 speed was not an insignificant number. You know, that was a pretty good speed stat. You're outspeeding a lot of relevant Pokemon, a lot of Megas. But nowadays, in the Fluttermane, Chenpao, Zamazenta, freaking Koridon, Miraidon game, 138 is just enough for a Pokemon like Hawlucha to get things done. 138 puts you above the 135s and the 136s, and by that I mean it puts you above
Miradon, Coradon, Fluttermane, Chenpao, and the 136 Pokemon is literally just Iron Bundle. Can they outspeed you? Yes, but only after getting some kind of boost from, you know, their terrain or a tailwind or a booster energy or something like that. So that isn't off the table, but it does allow for you to play with its stats a little bit better. And I think that its ability, judging by the trailer, it's probably stamina. Stamina just makes the most sense for what they're going for here. You saw Hawlucha no-selling all the attacks. You know, he looked like Ultimo Dragon out there. Like, he was just getting hit in the chest. He was like, yeah, I don't care. I don't care, man. And that actually does allow for Hawlucha to use a move that is not Flying Press. Here's the thing. Flying Press is a bad move. Let me explain to you why Flying Press is a bad move. Actually, let me see if I can pull up the chart. Okay, I had to open up Reddit. God help me. But this is what Flying Press does, right? So Flying Press is an attack that is exclusive to Hawlucha and like one Pikachu form that makes it so its move, I believe it's 100 base power. Yeah, this 100 base power move combines the flying and fighting type charts. So what you end up with is a fighting type move that does 2x damage to normal types, 2x damage to grass types, ice types, fighting types, and dark types. Mind you, you were already going to hit all those for super effective with this move. As far as neutral hits, now it's neutral against water, fire, ground. Unfortunately, your fighting type move only hits rock for neutral and only hits steel for neutral. It also is a technically like a flying type move. It's a flying type move that doesn't hit bug for super effective. And then you are now resisted by electric, poison, flying, psychic, fairy, and you don't hit ghost. That move is garbage. That move, you already, like, why are you clicking this? Just click close combat. Just click Brave Bird. Choose one or the other. You already had to run both of them. Like, if you're running Flying Press, how do I explain? If you're running Flying Press, you also need the other two moves that are like built into it. You need close combat and Brave Bird. So now you're just like, it's a move that you're never going to click. Like, it's like, I don't know what Pokemon they're going to switch into. Let me, you know, what if they switch into a resist? I guess I'll click Flying Press. But it doesn't even matter because that move's got its own type chart. It fails to do anything important is the point. And these moves also don't miss. So, you know, Flying Press is a bad move. But if you give it stamina, now it can click another appropriate move for the theme. And that's Body Press. Body Press is a move that Hawlucha has access to that uses the defense stat to attack in the damage calculation. So with that in mind, if you were to give this variant of Hawlucha, the Mega Form, Stamina, which it seems like it's going to get, and Body Press, you now have a very fast Body Press user. The only thing comparable to this thing would be like Base Zamazenta. Base Zamazenta is a Pokemon with 92 HP, 115 defense, and 138 speed. Oh, look at that. I predicted that Hawlucha would end up with like 138 speed. You effectively get like a little mini Zamazenta, which is kind of cool because one thing that Hawlucha gets over Zamazenta is access to Roost. So I could see people running Hawlucha. I ended up plugging in like its stats just in the here for like an example, right? 78 HP, 122 attack, 105 defense, 74 special attack, 83 special defense, 138 speed. Let's say you run like a Jolly Nature. You want to make sure you're outspeeding the Jolly 135 Pokemon like Chenpao specifically. 205 speed, this hits 206 speed, now you're going faster. You put as much HP as you can while keeping it even, so your Roost is healing for 50%, right? And then you put just a little bit of defense. You can put more. I just think that you probably want a little bit of attack and some special defense because you're going to be boosting your defense stat every time you get hit anyways. And then you can like pair it with like a mouse hold or something and do like some of that crazy stuff. Or just eat hits throughout the match and then roost off the hit and then continue to hit things with Body Press. But like with just a single Body Press boost into, let's go for, I don't know, what's like a Pokemon here? Let's go with like Aggron, right? Not Mega Aggron, actually. Mega Aggron's not on this damage calculator. What's like a relevant steel type? Let's go with Zamazenta. Why not? Like a restricted. Go with like the faster Zamazenta that Michael Kelsch ran. It was like Impish Nature, right? So that first Body Press at plus one is only going to be doing 33 to 40%. However, you are walling out the opposing Zamazenta. Their Body Press will not be doing anything to you. And then, you know, after a couple of Body Presses, a couple of Roost, what do you know? You're up to plus four. All of a sudden, that's hitting pretty hard. That's hitting pretty hard. Plus six Body Press, 84 to 101 into a Zamazenta, a Pokemon that, mind you, has 140 HP and has a built-in plus one defense stat because of its
Is it just what it is? And I don't know, I guess we just look at Incineroar here. Incineroar is probably like the Pokemon you're most concerned with. At plus two, or at plus three, you'll be one-shotting the Incineroars that have like a pretty significant defense investment. So 244 HP, 196 defense. This also allows for Hawlucha to bypass any Intimidate drops. So it does make it a pretty interesting Pokemon, all things considered. I don't know if it's going to be like incredible if it has this sort of thing. But I think this is probably the route they're going to end up going with, just judging by the way it was explained. And the thing is that this Hawlucha also will have access to Tailwind still. So if you were to like run it in doubles, right? Like the typical Hawlucha build would probably look something like, I don't know, Body Press, Brave Bird, Tailwind. Sorry, it doesn't get Tailwind this gen, but it's probably going to get it back and, like, Roost. It probably wouldn't be, like, an incredible Pokemon, but it would be an interesting Mega to run on certain teams, and I'm sure it would have very particular applications. You see, the thing with VGC is that you're not limited to one Mega per team. You are limited to one Mega per game, you know, but your team can have multiple Megas on it, so... what people used to do is they would run like a Mega Manectric and also like a Mega Gengar, because there were certain matchups where you wanted the Mega Manectric and some matchups where you wanted Mega Gengar, and they would never show up to the same one, so it wasn't like you ended up with a Pokemon that didn't have an item. So yeah, anyways, those are my thoughts on Mega Hawlucha. It's a good day to be Mexican, you know. I'm proud to be Mexican today and every day. Shout out Hawlucha, shout out Rey Mysterio, shout out Ultimo Dragon, shout out Penta, shout out Octagon. Anyways, I'll see you guys in the next one. Goodbye. And sorry for the lack of essay videos. We'll have like a little mini essay video tomorrow, just because I was traveling for, I got home from Worlds yesterday, literally yesterday at like 9 p.m. And it was really hard to edit videos on the go and get any work done. So we should have a video on Monday, and we should also have a video tomorrow. We'll see. Anyways, thank you all for watching, and I'll see you in the next video. Goodbye.